Oceans by Lila Gray and Aza Nabucco.
You see what I mean? It's drenched.
Very ethereal. There's also something... There's probably some history and music theory behind this, but I feel like songs in 6-8 or that like mixed 3-4 meter just sound more nautical. Like, they just sound more oceanic.
Yeah, I don't know. I know exactly what you mean. There was I remember my friend was showing me a song that he wrote, and it had like the 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. He can't help but just cheer like, "Oh, we're going to the docks."
Yo ho ho.
Yo ho ho.
Exactly. That is the closest to a sea shanty we're gonna get here. It's also about the sea / oceans, so I mean, pretty close. But we are here. That was our number 5 track of the year 2023 by Vancouver-ish musicians. Costin. who are cheaters from the interior of BC, but we love them anyway.
Look, you're good, you're good. What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Now we're gonna get right to number 4. And number four is by a band that I'm going to say, hopefully in the least weird way possible, was a long time in gestation, it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
This band, you know, had put stuff out and was sort of forming itself in the scene years ago, it seems like.
Yeah, like they were definitely appeared on different lists of ours or like episodes of the mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Going way back.
But like weren't the force that they are now.
Mm-hmm. And this year, well, last year, 2023, they finally emerged and released Brat World. That's right. It's Brat Boy.
Oh, boy.
And the track that has made its way onto our list from that one is, it's a banger. And it's called Moloko. Number four on the Vancouver Mixtape's Top 10 of 2023. Moloko by Brat Boy.
Being bratty.
Being
as
bratty.
They do, as the namesake would suggest.
Yeah. Right here on the Vancouver Mixtape, that is our number four track of 2023, which means, Jamie, we're to the top three.
Top three.
We're on the podium.
We're going to start it with a twist.
A twist?
As in, this person is not our number one.
I know. What a shock. You, if you're a longtime listener or just are at all familiar with Vancouver's independent music scene, you know the wonderful person that is Jeff. And you know his various musical alter egos, be they the Golden Age of Wrestling, or in this case, Devours. And you know that we love Devours and have crowned tracks by Devours and or the Golden Age of Wrestling at very often at number one or various points in our top 10 lists over the years. And this one was in contention. It until minutes before the show was actually challenging for that number one spot in the harsh argument debate that Jamie and I had, where we talked trash about all of each other's picks and said good things about the ones that we picked. I'm just kidding. It was
there
all
was
very
murder
respectful.
On the dance floor.
There was. I'll allow it, even though it's not local. But we are talking about a track from the wonderful record Homecoming Queen by Devours that, I mean, that record just kicks so much butt and did very well. Multiple runs of its vinyl printings got sold out, and Jeff has been busy working on other stuff, including a Golden Age of Wrestling album, which came out this year.
I truly love it when nice things happen to nice people.
Yeah, and so we are going to play you our number three track by a very nice person and a great musician. This is Reverse Ombre. Reverse Ombre?
Ombre.
I just like, because like Ombre is, like, if I'm pronouncing it right, then I'm pronouncing it wrong, you know? I hate that. Yeah. Anyway, Reverse Ombre off of Homecoming Queen by Devours, our number three track of the year 2023.
If we're pronouncing it right, I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Oh,
Tres Hombres. There, I said it.
You did it right.
By Devours, our number three track of the year 2023, right here on the Vancouver Mixtapes Top 10 Tracks of 2023.
Holy smokes.
We're doing it in February of 2024.
Who gives a hoot? I don't. Hey. Jesse, we're at number two now.
We're at number two, and I'm very excited about this track and this band. Grimm put out a record in 2021 that came to my attention at the radio station, CJSF, called Electro Folklore, that was very sort of synth-based, kind of experimental electro-pop. And then this year, or last year, gosh, 2023.
this past year.
They came together as a band, added a couple additional members, and released the record Your Head is a House, which still has a lot of that cool, fun, electropop, synth-based stuff, but also features some really grungy, gritty rock-ish numbers, including this one, our number two track of the year. And both for the shift from the previous sound, but also just the fully realized combination and maturation of a sound. This puts Your Head is a House That You Will Live In Your Whole Life into the number two spot of our top 10 tracks of House That You Live In Your Whole Life by Grimm.
Cute song, cute video. We post all the videos and links to songs on Twitter, X, at Van Mixtape.
That's right. All 10 songs from our top 10 of 2023. And we're up to number one.
We made it.
And Jamie,
Jesse,
who could have predicted that our number one song of 2023 would be an 8-minute shoegaze jam that is the same series of words make up the band name, the album title, and the song title.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's genius. There's a reason. I don't know. It's like they made this song for us. They know what we like.
And beyond it just being one of our favorite things, the ultimate self-titled track, it's also great. So here we go. Leave Yourself Alone from the record Leave Yourself Alone by Leave Yourself Alone, our top song of 2023.
Creeping in. a rabbit hole, penetrating down, creeping in.
It.
They said we couldn't do it, and we did it. A number one song that is 8 minutes and 13 seconds long.
We did it. It's Leave Yourself Alone by Leave Yourself Alone from the record Leave Yourself Alone, our top track of the year 2023. All done in the hour, and thank you for hanging out. Let's really quick recap. We'll try. Number 10, Devin Parkin, Comes and Goes. Number 2, number 9, Tenzina Doll. Number 8, Cost and Sarah Tune In. Number 7, Kim Wardle, Stop Business As You.